Pegging the meters here, but anyhow, it's Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy Show. Brought to you on the 5th of August, halfway to my birthday, which is on the 10th, when my mother conceived this craziness that brought me to this world. I'm not quite sure what was on her mind. I'm sure I wasn't. But anyway, without that, we're going to start to do the countdown here. We're going to do the racer deal, and then we're going to bring Sue Barris on. This is to bring in Sue Barris. Well, now I can introduce Steve Barris, my sidekick, who's a racer. That's his
racer. Yeah, how you doing, Fred?
Yeah, did you hear the lights?
Yes.
Did you see him?
Nope.
You didn't have your computer on today, I take
No, I'm not. My computer isn't on today.
Where are you at? Out on the beach somewhere?
No. I just I walked in the house and I talked to you.
Yeah.
I haven't had a chance even to turn it on yet, so
I'll
get it on in
a
couple seconds here.
Hawaiian Islands or something today. I know you were going to. You were going to go down to the Solomon Islands or something like today. You said you were going somewhere pretty far out for a couple of days.
Well, I was going to go to, actually, to Canandaigua. There's a big festival out there, but I decided not to do that.
Really?
That's only about 40 miles from here. It's really close.
I thought you were going to go a couple thousand miles.
Oh, no.
I got both my sidekicks. I got Bella Boo right here. She's here.
And really?
That bird that seems to be on my shoulder all the time. She's right here, just all happy.
Wow.
She loves to be on the camera. She's hot. I got Buddy on my shoulder here. We've got the whole Boo family here, don't we? Don't we? We can drink. You got a little drink. Didn't you? You got a little drink. You got a little beer before the show. Beer breath. That's some beer breath. You guys drink beer? Buddy loves beer. He loves apple juice and beer. So tell me,
really?
You were telling us before the show started that you had this out-of-body experience with your clients and stuff?
Well, it's not an out-of-body experience. It could be. What's been happening is that I have some new clients, and for some odd reason, even with my new clients and old clients, they're feeling the table, the massage table that I'm doing my work on, had a or has a vibration.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but it's actually vibrating at a very high rate.
Yeah, we've had that happen before. When you have one of our systems in a room.
Yes.
Right, like the first time we ever noticed this was at the we were working with Groucho Marx at the Ambassador Hotel in Los Angeles.
Oh my, yeah.
Closed it. And we set up a 10-foot pyramid to test grapefruit juice.
Okay.
And what happened was we had the, you know, the grapefruit juice at our booth, you know, under a pyramid, obviously.
Right.
About 10, 20 feet away, we had some another table across from us with grapefruit juice on, no pyramid.
Mm-hmm.
So they would taste our grapefruit juice, which was really sweet, and then they'd walk about 10 or 20 feet to the table. And then they would taste the grapefruit juice that wasn't under the pyramid, and there was a big difference not only in the color, but in the taste. It was a lot bitter, more bitter, right?
Yeah.
So that was on Saturday morning, and so by Saturday afternoon, people were telling me they couldn't taste the difference anymore, whereas all morning they could.
Mm-hmm.
So what we did is we went over and tasted it, and guess what? It didn't taste any different.
That's wild.
Yeah, the pyramid energy had energized the room and the floor and just moved over to the table. So what we had to do, luckily in those days they had a big back door and it was always open when we were doing
right.
So, and so as a result of that, we went and we had a little Volkswagen, you know, a Volkswagen truck, you know, a little van or whatever.
Oh, yes.
You remember those? And
yes, I do.
So we decided to just go ahead and go ahead and use that.
Mm-hmm.
So what we did is we had set it. It was like outside in the parking lot, about 200 feet away.
Okay.
So we put our table over by that, and people would go over there and taste it. And then once again, it was tasting different. You know, it tasted bitter like it normally does, high pH, acid rather. And so as a result of that, we were able to, number one, give people a fair taste, and number two, we were able to demonstrate that pyramid energy spread. And it does. So what's happened with you is the energy of the room is spread into your table.
That's interesting.
It just took a while because you don't have a pyramid set up over. You've got projectors, right?
Right. I got projectors, the flamethrower, and the high-pitch quartz.
Yeah, so what happens
under the table.
That's a higher frequency, so it took longer.
Yeah.
And now your table is fully activated.
That's wild.
That's what it does.
That's really wild because they can really feel it, and it makes them feel calm, and it supercharges them all at the same time. So.
Oh, yeah, it's what this stuff does, you know, it's what it's designed.
Yeah.
It does it.
Yeah. That's wild.
Now, last week we had the... spent a bunch of days with Wesley Snipes. He came over.
Yeah.
Did I tell you about that or not?
No, you never told me that.
Yeah. He came and spent a few days with us because we're working on a new movie called, what's the name of that? Master Daddy.
Mm-hmm.
And Master Daddy is a story of a kung fu martial arts master who has a daughter. And this kung fu master made a lot of money in multi-level marketing. That's a comedy, right? Selling my products and selling, hot sauce from the South, from Alabama, Georgia.
That's wild, yeah.
Yeah, and so he beats up all the boyfriends that the girl brings home. He scares them off one way or another. And it's a comedy. It's funnier than hell, you know. I've seen it, some of it. But we start, the principal shooting of it starts in October in Alabama or somewhere. So I guess I'll have to fly down there. And you can come and join us while we're shooting doing the filming and that.
That's wild.
Yeah, we'll put you in the movie somewhere. You'd be good in the movie.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, so we've been doing that. And then last week we had to go to the SIGGRAPH convention, which is the three-dimensional holographic artist convention where we get to see from all of the manufacturers all over the world what, you know, the latest is in 3D projection and stuff, because we're using that in our...
Right.
Just the volume level here. Man, I got this thing cranked all the way down anyway. We're using that in the QBAM, the quality, you know, the QBAM machine we're building now. We're building that machine now, let's you know that.
Yes.
You knew that, right, Fred Loris?
Yes.
That? We're building
it. That you told me about, I think, last week.
Yeah, you know, I didn't want to really talk about it until we actually started building it.
Mm-hmm.
But now we're building it, so I can talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
I hate to talk about something that's going to happen when it's not happening.
I think we got a phone call.
Okay, go ahead, pick it up.
Hello? Anybody there? No, it's okay. It's probably my phone.
Yeah, you better answer your phone. You're not making pocket calls, are you?
No.
Oh, good.
No.
I wasn't sure.
Nope.
So anyhow, that's what's going on with us. We're working on a QBAM machine, which, of course, is a three-dimensional holographic trip into your body. And, of course, you get to see everything as it happens. That's what's really cool about it.
That's really wild.
Yeah, we're going to have that. We'll have a prototype here in another couple of weeks, I guess. 2 weeks, 3 weeks. We got a lot of assembly going on, all these circuit boards and computer boards and stuff
right.
like that. So with it. I was trying to pull down my Ustream chat room, but this Ustream sucks. First of all, I couldn't get it going on time to start the show. Yeah, Boo, you know, you saw a problem. And then secondly, when you have your chat and your social stream and all that, you got a little tiny button, I just now found it, hidden, where it says chat pop-up. And it sucks. I mean, Ustream has gone down the tubes from what they used to be. It's so hard to use this thing. And, it really sucks. Let's see if it even works. I know we're watching the Eagles on Catalina Two Harbor Eagle Cam. You can Google that in because I've been watching.
Oh, that's right. You were telling me about that.
I'm getting involved with a doctor down there that does that, but he's been so busy. So we were going to go over there and visit the nest next spring when the Eagles lay their eggs in that, you know.
No.
But here I am looking at the Ustream chat pop-up thing. There's nothing on it. I know that people are trying to get on it, and it's not working. It just doesn't work. And half the time, the Eagle Cam on Ustream didn't work, so we had to go to this other website that happened to have a flow that worked.
Mm-hmm.
Ustream is a real loser.
I had quite a show last week when you were off.
What happened anyway? Tell me about it.
I was healing people left and right. We had a lot of fun.
We had a lot of call-ins and stuff.
We had call-ins, and I was talking about energy and the necklaces, and also how to get rid of brain chatter. And this one woman called, and by the time she was done, she had nothing wrong. I mean, her brain chatter was gone. She was focused. The people that were listening were focused and had no more brain chatter.
Wow.
It's quite interesting. Your show's really interesting. There's a lot of nice people on it.
Just got to motivate them to call.
Yeah.
They send me emails, and they want all this information, and then we get on the show here, which is for them. They don't call in.
It's a great show. You really got some good people on the show. We had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry to interrupt you. That's right.
I'm trying to get the social stream on, but it wants to tie in with Twitter. I have nothing to do with it. Don't want anything to do with it, so I can't get my chat room up anymore.
Right.
People would usually email me, and then I would be able to, talk to them on the air when they email me, but the Ustream is so screwed up now, you can't even do that anymore.
Right.
So, yeah. That sucks, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. All I can say is, wow, you can't even listen, you know, see what your people are chatting about because it doesn't work.
Wow.
Sorry, you guys, but it doesn't work. Use strange bugs. You know, it does. Terrible. Tried to do it again, and no, it says link mode disabled. Anyway.
Yeah.
We tried that one. Well, he's snozzling me. The buddy's giving me a snozzle bite here. Yeah. Oh, yeah, snozzle bite.
Yeah.
That means you're getting bit on the nose. Mm-hmm. Actually, chews your nose. And Belbo, she's cleaning her feathers up there. Everybody's on the air here.
That's wild.
Yeah. So we've been selling a lot of systems lately.
Pardon?
We've been selling a lot of systems lately. People are waking up now.
Yes.
And they really need systems.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful.
Clinics and stuff last week. What's going on here? And we've had a lot of fun out here. It's been a really cool summer out here in California. The weather's been nothing like New York. It's been averaging about 75 to 80.
You're lucky.
Yeah.
We had 91 yesterday, so it was really hot.
Yeah.
You know, it's very warm here and rainy.
Yeah, we need the rain, but we don't get that. We had one thunder shower this summer.
Yeah, humidity's...
It was great.
Humidity here is running 100%.
Really?
Yeah, it's very hot.
I don't want to melt rocks up. You know, humidity destroys rocks. I don't know if you knew that or not, but it's really hard on rocks.
It is hard on rocks?
Yeah. It causes them to swell up and break.
Really?
Yeah.
That's wild.
And then I've also, speaking of rocks, my friend Zali Hawass, what are you doing over there? You're not going over there. You get over here. Come here. So Zali Hawass is my old buddy from when we were kids. He's the Egyptian curator now.
Yes.
He's in charge of pyramids and all artifacts in Egypt. He's the number one guy. You know?
Yeah, he's the number one person that does everything over there.
Yeah, and he's my old friend. I used to know him when he'd come over here barefoot when he was a kid.
Well, really?
He's going to go see Bella now. Okay, buddy's going up to see Bella. So I got him off my shoulder now. But anyway, I want to go see him pretty soon. I want to call him up, but it's a long trip to Egypt, you know?
It is a long trip to Egypt. But if he knows you, he knows me.
Yeah.
He'd really embrace you with open arms. Supposed to be a nice guy.
Yeah, the first time he saw me, I was wearing a pyramid on my head. He thought that was pretty cool. So he's got this TV show on the History Channel now.
Really?
Yeah, it's called, what is it called? Probably on right now, Exploring the Mummies or Chasing the Mummies or something. And he actually takes a film crew to brand new excavations where they uncover mummies.
That's wild.
First time, and boy, I'll tell you, this guy is so brilliant. He knows so much about pyramids and that. He's got a couple of sidekicks, like I do, but he's real hard. You think I'm hard on my sidekick? He fires them daily. He's real hard on them. You know, if they don't, this one girl peed in the pyramid, and boy, did he get on her. He said, "You're desecrating a national treasure, you know."
Wow.
They're way up at the top of the pyramid in these six chambers that are at the top. Those aren't even in most books. Yeah, it takes 8 hours to climb up through these chambers to get to them, and it's at the top of the pyramid, so it's not 68 degrees like the King's Chamber is all year round. It's fucking hotter than hell.
I imagine.
Yeah, and they're all burning up thick pieces of pants. That's so funny. Got all over her crap and fired her, but then he hired her back. She got to a soft spot, you know. He has to deal with a lot of idiots, you know. So it's fun to watch Zali Hawass with the idiots. I'll get him on the show here one of these days. You know, he's busy right now, but there's a time and a place for everything. I'm going to get Stanton Friedman on. I've got his new book, Science is Wrong. Then I have another doctor that I'm reading his book right now. It's called The Jedi of the 21st Century or something. The 21st Century Jedi. he's a guy that... He made a lot of things happen in sports. Made superhumans out of athletes and stuff. He's a pretty cool guy. He's my neighbor here in town, believe it or not.
Really?
Yeah. I talked to him the other day. He was moving. Dr. Sprock. So anyway, but he's like one of these guys that could be a quarterback or something. But he's also a doctor too. Kind of one of those freak of nature guys like we are, you know?
Yeah.
And then I got another, we're going to start having a lot of authors on this show, but not while in the middle of the summer, you know, it's too nice out right now. And it's a lot of work to put people on and promote them, which I'm willing to do, but I'll start that in fall.
Yeah.
By the time football season starts. And then we'll do it. So what are your plans for the rest of the summer?
Well, I'm going to start taking my Cobra on trips.
Oh, you're coming out here?
I'd love to come out there. I've got a friend of mine, Curtis, who just bought a home in Sedona. He wants me to come out in September and stay there for a month and do some work out there. He knows some people out there. I just spoke to somebody the other day to help them out. And it's really nice. I mean, it's evidently he says it's very nice out there. I've never been, so I don't know.
Let me tell you what happens when you go to Sedona.
Yeah.
You don't leave.
Really?
Yeah. That's really.
Huh.
Sedona is, it's heaven.
It's
heaven year round. The weather is the same year round. It's perfect. It's not too hot because it's high desert.
Right.
Not too cold in winter. I've got an airport there I used to fly into, or fly out of. I flew planes out of it.
Right.
And you just don't leave Sedona. The people are amazing. The Indians out there, the Native Americans, are amazing. There's many world-famous holistic doctors that write books and authors.
Really?
There's a huge type of Bohemian Grove type operation out there.
Uh-huh.
Hello, Bill. Finally woke up. I mean, you just don't leave Sedona. They got fabulous restaurants. If you like the, what do you call it, the name of that cuisine that's out there. It's something, there's a name for the cuisine, and it is so good.
Right.
So healthy. There's a lot to do.
Uh-huh.
I love doing seminars there. If you do go there, we'll do a seminar. I get people to fly in from all over the world in Sedona.
Really?
Yep. And there's Bell Rock. There's rivers out there you can swim in. They're warm in the summer and everything.
Really?
Oh, God, yeah. And then a few minutes away are mountains. You can go skiing in the winter where there's snow, but there's none there.
Huh.
It's just a fabulous place. It's a very artsy, you know, if you're in, and you want to talk about having a healing practice.
Right.
That's the place to do it, because people will fly in from all over the world to that airport to get healed all the time. It's a regular thing that they do.
Right,
you shingle up and say, Steve Stretching Service. That's what you are, SSS, right? Steve Stretching Service. And you'll be busy for the rest of your life.
Really?
Yeah.
That's why.
I mean, you'll never go back to New York after living there. And you can drive your car all year round.
Oh, wow. That's for sure.
And you can go on the highways, you can go 150 miles an hour, and you ain't going to get a ticket. I got a couple runs down here right now where I can go 150, but I run out of straightaways, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Get a ticket, because we're in an area that doesn't have any police. We have our own private stuff here, cops in that. Yeah, no cops up here. So But I get to go fast when it's safe, but I don't abuse the privilege, you know, because
you
create an accident or something, it hurts a lot of people, but... it's really cool. And that's Sedona. It's so nice. I love it over there.
Well, I'd like to, I just want to do some meditation, basically.
Oh, you'll get plenty of meditation.
Yeah.
But like I say, if you're going there, you might as well just get yourself a trailer and pack up your belongings and tow it out there, because you aren't going to come back.
Well, it'd be nice to, see it, to find out what's going on. I mean, I've heard about it all my life.
Yeah.
I've never been. Well, the only reason I ever went west is because you invited me out there. Other than that, I'd never gone out west.
Well,
but I understand it's supposed to be really nice. So he invited me for a month. Yeah. He said I'd be busy out there.
Oh, you would? Are you kidding?
Yeah.
You're networking. You sell a lot of our products out there, by the way, because they're all looking for distributors.
Right.
Buddy Boo, be nice to be out there. My shoulder. What do you mean? The Buddy Boo is up on his sand, and then I came back and crawled on my shoulder. Love that.
Okay. He's such a good bird.
A good bird. You couldn't. I went for a little beer. Could you? He's a good bird. Oh, we got a quiet audience out there today.
Yep.
Once you get heavy, that's fine with me. You know, if somebody wants to get complicated on some subject, I'm here. We're here. But if not, we're just hanging out.
Right. There's in August, everybody goes on vacation. I don't know why they wait till August.
Yeah.
But they, a lot of people here go on vacation in August.
Well, we got, we're not, we don't have the huge amount of viewers that we normally have, but there's a fair amount out there right now watching our show.
That's cool.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Buddy, Bill, he's just, what are you chewing on? He's just going to chew a picture. He loves to chew things. I need to get him some shoes to chew those up. Yeah, my birthday's in a few days.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Yeah, I'm like happy on birthday better, but, you know, the nice thing about having a birthday is for about a month before and after your energy field when you get older is about what it was when you're a teenager.
Yeah, that's great.
The energy field comes back and you can do stuff that makes you bulletproof for a month each way.
Huh.
And then you go back to being old again.
Yeah.
Kind of how it works. I've seen that too many times, had too many birthdays now.
Do you celebrate a birthday for about a week?
Yeah, I'm pretty much started already.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
Cool.
Basically, celebrating a birthday is doing your hobbies. Today we worked on I have a Rolls Royce that I bought 10 years ago or 5 years ago, I don't know. And it's been sitting for 5 years, and other than the fact that we smog it, and so today we got it out and Fred Lord and I bled the brakes on it, and Fred Lord will drive me around in it, you know.
What year is it, Fred?
A 79 Silver Shadow, too.
Okay.
It's beautiful. You've never seen it, have you?
No, I've seen everything a lot, but I've never seen your Rolls. You never talked about it.
Yeah, it's peacock blue on the bottom and this beautiful ivory color on the top with blue.
Oh, that's got to be pretty.
Oh, it's like brand new off the showroom floor. It's flawless.
Uh-huh.
There's not a scratch on it.
That's wild, Fred.
Car. It runs like a brand new car. It's just gorgeous, but I stored it, you know?
Yeah.
So I took it out, and it's out there in the parking lot. You know? With this place, I have a parking lot. So the place is so big, so.
Yeah. Do you have a storage, like a, do you have something for storage for cars? Oh, yeah, you don't have to worry if it's...
I don't have to here, because I got garages, but, I mean, before I had to store it, because I didn't have any room for it in Laguna.
Right,
I had car garage, motorcycles. Out here, I got a 10-car garage.
Yeah.
But out here, the weather is so perfect that you don't have to you just put a cover over and it's fine, you know?
That's fantastic.
I have my motorcycles in the garage because they get too dusty, but a lot of stuff's out. We have a parking lot, literally. I can park 100 cars around here and still have plenty of room to park.
That's incredible.
Yeah, I could easily put 100 cars on this estate. You know, it's a big place.
Yeah.
We love it here. I put the fish in the pond. You know, I have an 80 by 80 by 5-foot deep pond.
Wow.
That I made with my bulldozer.
Yeah.
And I put goldfish in it the first of the year, you know, about February. And some other kind of fish in there, minnows and stuff. And those damn fish got really big.
I would think, do you have koi in there?
Well, the goldfish turned into koi because they got so big.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're, I don't know, 4 inches long now and they're growing. They'll probably get to be a foot long.
That's a big fish. They're
more than 4 inches, probably 5 inches long, and then they're probably 3 inches tall.
Yeah.
That's a lot of fish. They're big. And
There
were tiny little things the size of your little finger or less when I put them in. But not only are they in there, but they've also had two offspring. You know what I mean? They had babies twice from eggs.
Right.
Got two more generations of fish in there. I originally stocked the pond with about 300-400 fish. Now I've got probably 200,000 or 300,000 in there with a small one.
Wow.
A lot of fish in there. Oh, there's tons of them. Yeah. The big fish is still like 300 or 400, but there's a bunch of them that are half that size, 2-inch, probably 50 of those that were the second offspring, and now I've got the
next
one.
Right,
1,000 of those, yeah.
Wow. That's incredible.
Yeah. So, if, you know, I could see where if I was raising fish for money, I could do really well with it. But I don't. I'm not doing that.
Have a big. We have a big pond.
You have one?
Well, not me, but the state has a big pond about 5 miles from here, and they put three lights in the not on the water, but above the water. And the mosquitoes come, and the fish actually jump out of the water for the mosquitoes.
That's pretty
incredible. Excuse me?
Fish will do that. I feed them, and they jump out of the water. I mean, you go down to the pond, you don't see any fish.
Right.
But if I go down to the pond with fish food, because I have these little pellets,
right,
you see a lot of fish. They're waiting.
Oh, I imagine.
I mean, it's funny. They're in the pond, and they're not in a fishbowl, and all of a sudden, 100 fish are sitting there waiting for you to throw something in for them to eat.
Right, right, right.
The thing you ever saw in your life. Really has.
Yeah.
Fish are smart. I didn't know they did that.
Yeah.
Because when I first put them in a pond, if I walked down there, I didn't see them.
Mm-hmm.
I threw fish food in there in the water. I didn't see them eat that, and they probably never even ate it. But all of a sudden, one day, the pond water got real clear, and I threw some fish food in, and a lot of fish showed up.
Right, right.
Now, well, if I walk by the pond, they show up, even if I'm not feeding them.
Right. Does the state stock some of the ponds?
Yeah, they do out here.
Okay.
When I moved out here, I was going to get a boat, you know, like a 20-foot or 18-foot outboard, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because, they're a lot cheaper than ocean boats, which I've already owned too many of those. And ocean boats, they just cost too much, period, and they aren't that much fun anymore.
Yeah.
Because you just go out in the middle of the ocean and you go all day and you get to Catalina. You know, it's like, that sucks.
Yeah.
Because out here on these lakes, you can go to little towns around them and water ski and swim and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But what happened was when I moved out here, the two, three local lakes, they have sand boats.
Mm-hmm.
So I moved out here thinking I'm getting me an outboard. Because I even had one lined up in Oceanside. I was going to go train this guy for a night.
Right.
And then I found out you can't use them anymore.
That's wild.
You can only use them on Lake Elsinore, and that's a crappy lake. I don't like the garbage disposal lake, you know?
Now, you're up on a mountain, on top of a mountain, aren't you?
Yeah, we're up about 2,000 feet.
That's pretty high.
And then we have other mountains around us that are higher, so we're like on a mountain that's surrounded by other mountains.
Yes.
If I can look out the door right now, you know, it looks about... Oh, half a mile, and there's another mountain over there. It's taller than we are.
Wow.
Which, if you go up it, you can see the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
So we're well shielded. I noticed the radiation is a lot less here because it blocks a lot of it. It still gets the satellite stuff, but I mean the ground, the sideways radiation, we don't get it here. So as a result, I drove to L.A. last week twice, once to take Wesley up to his place, and then the second time... to that show I was telling you about, and I had to breathe carbon monoxide for 4 or 5 hours each way because the traffic's so bad once you get out of this area. And I got back here, and it takes me a full day to recover from that.
Really?
I'm not used to that crap. I have to get in the ion shower, and that basically saves my life, you know?
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty incredible.
Yeah, it's 112 miles to Wesley's house, and then coming back, I took the ocean, and it was 122 miles coming back. Then I went back up to L.A. again. This time, I didn't go clear up to where he lives, but up to central L.A.
Uh-huh.
That was about 80 miles.
And right.
From there, it took me 6 hours to go 80 miles. Copy bad.
Yeah.
And I left 2 o'clock Friday afternoon, which gives me a big window before the 5 o'clock rush. It didn't do any good at all.
Wow.
Caught in a lot of traffic.
Yeah.
And the stupid part of it was, when I took Wesley up, I had my pyramid on. When you drive in the traffic wearing a pyramid,
yes,
you probably have done it, you know, it doesn't really bother you.
Okay.
But I didn't have this other car that we took, our X5 BMW. I didn't have a pyramid in it, and I discovered that I was halfway up there. And I said, Mikel, I said, damn.
Yeah.
I'm driving in this freeway with smog, and I don't have my pyramid on, which protects you from carbon monoxide.
Yeah.
Oh, I was so mad at myself.
Well, the thing is, the X5 is a good car.
Yeah, it's a great car, but if you're driving bumper to bumper, you're 6 hours, I don't care what you're in, you're going to get a lot of smog.
Yeah.
But if I have a pyramid on, my body can process it.
I mean, maybe you got to put some pyramids in the back of your SUV.
Oh, I am. I am now, but I mean,
yeah.
I was halfway down the highway before I discovered I took off.
You didn't have anything, right?
Have anything. Oh, man. I almost turned around and came back, but I was like 50 miles or 40 miles up the road.
Yeah, 40 miles is 40
I don't really
miles.
Put them on, like, when I'm leaving here. As soon as I hit the freeway and run a few minutes, then I immediately start feeling weird. And then I put the pyramid on, and then it's there. And I always, there's pyramids in the X5 now. You can better believe it.
Yeah, yeah. That's a nice car. I drove a couple of those. That's a good car. I like the Lexus a little better.
Yeah, we almost Lexus. The Lexus, but I like the X5.
You do like the X5 better?
Yeah, the Lexus is cool because it's got the little cameras and stuff. Looks out the
back. Right.
But you know, I like my little Porsche the best. I have a little Porsche and I drive that most. It's a little beater car, you know.
You have a Porsche too?
Yeah, I have a Carrera.
That I haven't seen.
Oh yeah, you haven't seen it. It's the silver ones. I bought it from a contractor. He basically gave it to me. I couldn't resist it. The 2000 only had 50,000 miles on it.
Yeah.
That's a fast son of a bitch. I can go around a corner on that thing, and it does about 1.5 G's on the corners. It can it's got this real trick suspension, and the wheels are like 14 inches wide, the tires on the back, or maybe more. I don't know. They're huge.
Yeah.
And it's set up for racing. And but it's, let's see. Yeah, I'd say 15 inches on the back.
Right.
And my Ferraris will corner. I can make a right-hand turn at 25 miles an hour and not even change lane. Turning from a two-lane road to a two-lane road, and I'm on the right-hand side, which is the inside lane. I can make at 25 miles an hour in that Porsche and never switch lanes.
That's wild.
Yeah, Ferrari won't do that. I tried it one day, and it slid over to the other lane. It slides.
Yeah, yeah. Ferraris are a very, very fast car.
Yeah, but it won't corner real good, you know? It corners good at high speeds on the right bank, but this Porsche will out-corner it. It's amazing.
Well, Porsches are made for that.
Yeah, I've owned a lot of Porsches.
My brother had
cars. They don't cost nothing. You can buy them all day long for 10 or 20 grand. I mean, nice one.
My brother had a 930 Turbo.
Yeah, I've ridden those. I almost bought one of those, but they're a little bit high in maintenance.
Yeah, his is very expensive. And what happened was he took my Cobra out about three weeks ago.
Yeah.
And he didn't know about this Cobra at all. He thought it was not going to be as fast as his.
Oh, it's faster.
Oh, my God. It scared him to death. He came back. He was white as flour.
Oh, that was your brother when he was driving the car?
Yep.
He had a 930.
Yeah, he's got a – he doesn't have it now, but he had one. And he said this thing is much faster than his 930.
Yeah,
much faster.
That is. Did he have a two-turbo model or the one-turbo model?
I don't know, Fred. This is like 10 years ago, so I don't know.
Yeah,
and I never drove it.
Yeah, no, I've driven them. But I had a chance to buy one, but, you know, one of them, you know, in the price range I was wanting to pay.
Right.
So, because when you buy something and you finance it, the interest is like 3%. So, so anyway, I went and looked at some of those. But you know what? The maintenance on them is too much. So,
well, the maintenance on the turbos are very.
You
got to
change the oil more. You got bearings and stuff. You got to watch. And I've owned some turbo cars.
Right.
I owned a bunch of them, and every damn one of them was a nightmare for maintenance. I had a fishy. I had a Corvette with turbos on it. I've had all. Hey, buddy, boy, what are you doing? He's trying to get on the phone. Buddy was about to cut our radio show off. What are you doing, buddy? He's just such a bird. Yeah, he's such a bird. Yeah, the turbo. Oh, we got a vortex in here. That's pretty cool. I got a vortex showing up behind me here.
Really?
Energy on the video. But anyway. Now the turbo cars are just they're great and they're high performance and all that, but they don't last very long. They'll break. Everything breaks.
Well, he sold his. He was doing 135 miles an hour on 390 years ago. This was about maybe 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And he came to a curve, and the turbo didn't shut off for like 2 seconds.
Right.
And of course, he went around that curve at 135 miles an hour.
Yeah, you can do that.
And he was white as a ghost, and he said he came back and sold the car. He said it would have killed him.
Well, why was that?
Because the turbo was still going when he took his foot off the accelerator.
Oh, okay. It was wound up, in other words.
In other words, yes. So, in other words, it took a couple seconds for it to slow down, and he was just really
That's
called scary.
Turbo lag. Those both
is that
things.
What it is?
Yeah. When you accelerate from idle, there's a mm-hmm. lag, and then when you deaccelerate, there's a lag because it's wound up. He had it wound up pretty tight in a high gear then.
Yeah, he had it wound up pretty good.
Yeah. So what you do is you just put it in the, out of gear. Mine has a Tiptronic shift on it, so I don't have a problem with it. I just push a button and it downshifts, you know?
Yeah. When did they come out with paddles?
Well,
you know, like for Porsches and...
Ferrari has them, but Porsche has a lever on the steering wheel. The plus
steering
and minus.
Right.
And instead of a paddle, they have that.
They do.
Yeah. And they've had it... Well, mine's a 2000, so it's 10
right.
years old.
Right.
So I guess they come out with them about them. The Porsche, remember on 99 or 98, they went to water cooling.
Yes.
That's when they put the Tiptronic transmissions and all that shit in them.
Yeah.
The transmission in the Porsche works better than the Ferrari. The Ferrari has a tendency to burn up clutches and is jerky.
Really?
Yeah, the Porsche's got a much better transmission than the Ferrari. Much better.
That's a fast
Ferrari,
car.
Ferrari is faster and corners better at real high speed. But other than that, it's parked because I don't drive it. You know, I drive the Porsche. It's a beater,
right.
And you can do anything with them.
Mm-hmm.
You can drive all you want and beat the hell out of them, and they don't care. They don't blow up. They don't cost anything to run.
Right,
you
right.
12 miles a gallon around here and about 30 on the highway, you know.
Really?
Yeah.
There's a lot more gas mileage than I get.
Yeah, it gets about 22 or 25 on the highway, but... I'm not on the highway very much. I don't go that far. I go down
right.
7 miles either one, and then I come back, and it's all twisty roads, so I'm hauling ass going around these twisty roads.
Yeah, yeah. Have you had more luck with your new necklace? Have you wearing it?
I was wearing Wesley's. He took it, so I don't have
oh,
one.
Oh, you were?
I was wearing his. He had a platinum one. He loves it. I don't have one now. I've got my. I wear my projector every day, which is
right. Well, my projector is platinum.
Yeah, I want to get a Ankh. I've worn them. I've worn a gold one with a platinum bridge for another client. I wear that for a week, or it's away from me. Yeah, I wear them.
Yeah.
I don't care. They're a little used, but that's all right. And then I wear Wesley's for about 2 weeks. It was really nice. So he came and got it. He grabbed that thing right away. He won't take it off.
Yeah. Did he buy an Ankh?
Yeah, he bought an Ankh in platinum, and then he bought a another projector in platinum.
Wow.
Because he lost the other one. He got it in his house.
Wow.
Rather than look for it, he just buys another one. Well, they're not cheap, you know.
No, they're, what, about 40,000 or so?
Yeah, close to it. Well, 38-something for the...
Yeah.
He got, because the diamonds are certified and all that.
Yeah.
He just spent 20 G's on diamonds in a minute on those things.
Wow.
And he does.
Yeah.
But he appreciates them, you know?
I imagine.
I had a guy come over here that has a regular projector, receptor and detector. And he put Wesley sitting in it, and he started crying. He says,
really?
He says it brought up all his past lives, and he felt pain and joy and ecstasy, and the overall experience made him cry.
Wow.
I mean, the guy literally started crying, and he's a young guy, very athletic, football player, and he's had a hell out of body experience with Wesley's machine. Now, I told Wesley about it because he didn't mind if I let people wear it. It's platinum. You're going to hurt platinum.
Right.
And I just wash it in the microwave. We have a ultrasonic cleaner, so.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, it cleans it up, takes all the person's body oils off of it, makes it like brand new. So I just washed it in there and gave it back to him, gave it to Wesley.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had it on a lot of people, and they all loved it.
I can imagine. You're talking about the Ankh.
Yeah. The one I made for him,
Right. That's got to be incredible. That's got to be...
It's amazing. I mean, I would sell my receptor for $12,000 in a minute, and if you went and bought one of those receptors like mine, you know, the stone in it right now, the wholesale price is $7,500 for the canary diamond, and it's 1.0 carat.
Yeah.
1.25 carat. That diamond right now, I just priced it. My cost is $7,500.
That's incredible.
Gold in the thing is about $5,000 or about $4,000 in the platinum. So just the material cost of my receptor right now is about $12,000 some odd.
Yeah.
Asking $12,000 for it. And if I was somebody ordered one of those that wasn't mine, they're going to pay
$38,000. Wow.
Yeah. Wow. You sell yours yet?
The silver and gold ones work quite well.
Yeah. Did you sell yours yet?
No, I haven't. I haven't even put it in the New York Times yet.
Now, you take a long time to run an ad, don't you?
It's $300 to run an ad. It's very expensive.
Unless you're selling something for $12,000, that's something.
Yeah.
I sell stuff on eBay all the time. My latest eBay was my eBay bill is about $250 a month. But I mean, you know, the income is way higher than that because I'm always.
I think I'll put it in this weekend. I'll call them tomorrow and put it in. I'll put yours in too.
Yeah.
That'll be fun to run.
And I'll pay for the ad.
Yeah.
Buddy, he's just stretching here and just doing all kinds of stuff.
You're having a lot of fun with your birds tonight.
Oh, God, yeah, I love my birds.
Mm-hmm. Just sure.
Cleaning up. He's doing his feathers right now. Everybody can see him on that TV and everything.
Right.
He's doing a good job.
Your birds are wonderful.
Yeah, they're very relaxed.
Yeah.
Bella Boo. Yeah. Now, Bella's actually, she's right behind me, and she's doing her thing, and everybody can see her. Yeah, Bella Boo actually has her own eBay.
Really?
Yeah, she buys stuff on eBay. Yeah, she's bought stuff before. She's got a 100% rating on eBay.
That's great.
Yeah, it's Bella Bird. It's BellaByrd. Bella Bird. That's her eBay handle.
That's wild.
I don't know if she has a PayPal account yet, but she might. But anyway, that's what's going on. We're almost out of time here. Pretty much about another minute yet.
They have a lot of fun when we talk.
Yeah, you know, it's casual right now. It's going to get real complicated soon, but I like being casual.
Yeah, that's cool.
What's your phone number so people can get a hold of you?
Yeah, it's 585-746-8321. And I'm more than happy to help anybody who has any questions about any of the necklaces, and we do it for free.
Yeah, same here, and our number is 1-800-729-2603. And we charge a lot of money. So anyway, we're having a good time today.
Yeah.
We love our birds. Yeah, we love our birds.
Well, your birds are a lot of fun for you. I might end up buying a bird. You've got me almost talked into buying a bird.
What kind of bird are you going to get?
Like Bella.
Oh, yeah. You going to get a collective?
How much are they expensive?
Yeah, about $1,200.
Wow, that's a lot. That's not too bad.
You'd probably get one from a breeder for $800.
Mm-hmm.
Not that. He's trying to, yeah. You could probably get one from but you want to get one and bottle feed it. It's really important to do that.
All right.
Now, Buddy Boo just jumped off. Now he's going to go chew up something that he shouldn't. Anyway,
cool.
It's 5:56. I guess we better clear the airway.
Yeah.
Let the next show start, seeing as we screwed this one up. Late starting and everything, you know?
Yeah.
So everybody's been listening to Steve Barish and Dr. Fred Bell and Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy show. And we're going to play. There's the music back on again there coming up. And we have a Sunday night show that we do, which has actually got a lot of content of scientific information and medical information, much like the show today didn't have. And we just hung out today. But we'll have a lot of guests on coming up in the fall when we get serious. So anyhow, I'll talk to you in a bit, Steve.
Okay, buddy. Take care.
Talk to you in a bit. Take it easy.
Bye-bye.